Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY22 earnings conference call of Endurance Technologies Limited, hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nikhil Kale from Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Margaret. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Q4 FY22 results conference call of Endurance Technologies. From the management team today, we have with us Mr. Anurang Jain, Managing Director, Mr. Ramesh Gihane, Director and CEO, Mr. Massimo Venuti, Director and CEO, Endurance Overseas, Mr. Satrajit Ray, Director and Group CFO, and Mr. Raj Mundra, Treasurer and Head Investor Relations. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Jain for his opening remarks, post which we can start the Q&A. Over to you, Mr. Jain.
Thank you very much, and good morning to everyone. I would like to share details of how we have done in the fourth quarter of FY22 and in the financial year of FY22. In India, in the fourth quarter of FY22, as per CM data, the two-wheeler industry sales degrew by 18.4% compared to the previous financial year. Scooters degrew by 22.4% and motorcycles degrew by 16.5%. The automotive industry in India had a degrowth of 13.6%. In Europe, in quarter four, there was a degrowth of 10.8% in the European Union automotive sales. On the financials, I will briefly talk to you about the fourth quarter FY22 and then on the financial year FY22 numbers. In quarter four, our consolidated total net income was rupees 20,914.76 million, as compared to rupees 21,397.7 million compared to quarter four of the previous year. Consolidated EBITDA was rupees 2,698.12 million, as compared to 3,390.47 million in quarter four of FY21. Consolidated EBITDA margin was at 12.9%. The net profit was rupees 1,361.8 million at 6.5%. There was the Maharashtra State Mega Project incentive in quarter four of rupees 43.47 million. In quarter four, our standalone total income was rupees 15,640.65 million as compared to rupees 16,015.26 million in quarter four of FY21. Standalone EBITDA was rupees 2,064.65 million as compared to rupees 2,394.16 million in quarter four FY21. The EBITDA margin was at 13.2%. Standalone net profit was rupees 1,147.34 million at 7.3%. There was the Maharashtra State Mega Project incentive in quarter four of rupees 43.47 million. For the financial year FY22, our consolidated total net income was rupees 75,901.78 million as compared to rupees 65,777.31 million in financial year 21. Consolidated EBITDA was rupees 10,056.76 million as compared to rupees 10,709.24 million in the financial year 21. Consolidated EBITDA margin was at 13.2%. The net profit was rupees 4,607.09 million at 6.1%. This includes the Maharashtra State Mega Project incentive of rupees 633.9 million. In FY22, our standalone total income was rupees 57,214.81 million as compared to rupees 47,865.83 billion in financial year 21. Standalone EBITDA was rupees 7,530.52 million as compared to rupees 7,451.35 million in financial year 21, with an EBITDA margin of 13.2%. Standalone net profit was rupees 3,817.43 million at 6.7%. This includes the Maharashtra State Mega Project incentive of rupees 633.9 million. There was no net debt and there was a consolidated positive cash available of rupees 4,586 million. The detailed financials are available with the stock exchanges and on the Endurance website. I would now like to share certain key points for the financial year 2022. In FY22, 75% of our consolidated total income, including other income, came from Indian operations, and the balance 25% came from our European operations. In India, in FY22, rupees 7,450 million of new business was won from OEMs other than Bajaj, which included HMSI, TVS, Hero MotoCorp, and Royal Enfield. This included rupees 1,595 million of new orders for EVs, including rupees 530 million order from Ather for brake systems and rupees 700 million worth of orders from Polarity Smart Bike for suspension and brakes. New order wins also included the non-automotive casting business of rupees 1,200 million for applications like gensets and 5G telecom. Both these businesses will start in this financial year. I would also like to mention that we have rupees 20,380 million worth of requests for quotes from OEMs, which are in process. We are extremely happy to inform you that we have executed the share subscription and purchase agreement for acquiring 100% of equity share capital of Maxwell Energy Systems Private Limited in a phased manner. Maxwell is in the business of embedded electronics, particularly in the battery management systems of the BMS for automobile EVs and battery packs. With the rapid transitions into EVs, the battery management systems are expected to have a good growth. We plan to leverage Maxwell's deep technical expertise developed over the years and his BMS deployment experience both in India and Europe. We aim to offer our products to multiple new clients, including Indian and overseas automotive OEMs and manufacturers of battery packs. At present, Maxwell supplies to over 70 automotive OEMs and battery pack makers spread across 15 countries, including India, France, Spain and USA. Since its inception, Maxwell has deployed over 65,000 smart BMSs in EVs and stationary storage systems and has active orders in the pipeline of over rupees 1,500 million from OEMs in India and Europe. This also includes orders from one of the largest two-wheeler OEMs in India. The upfront fixed payout for 51% equity stake is rupees 1,350 million. The balance payout of maximum rupees 1,730 million will be based on achievement of targeted financials between FY23 and FY27. The 51% stake will be purchased in quarter one of this financial year, and the balance 49% stake will be purchased in five tranches spread over the next 5 years. As informed in the February quarterly investor call, we have added a new product, which is the drive shaft. The drive shaft is a high technology proprietary product and an EV agnostic product in an automotive application. A drive shaft transforms the torque generated from an engine through its transmission to the wheels. The application is for three-wheelers and four-wheelers, including some LCVs. The Indian drive shaft market is approximately rupees 20,000 million per annum for three- and four-wheeler applications. The competition in India is mainly from GK and Driveline and Next Year Automotive. We're starting business with Bajaj Auto from July 2022 as a new state-of-the-art plant is already set up at Waluj, Aurangabad. We have also started development of drive shafts with Mahindra for the Alpha electric vehicle three-wheelers, and samples have been supplied for testing at Mahindra. We also recently got the LOI from TVS for drive shafts for the Duramax 3 wheelers. Our USP at Endurance is our short development lead times, competitive price, world-class manufacturing, and a strong supply chain. At Endurance Overseas, as informed earlier, we have also acquired 100% stake in a small company, Vicoli SRL Italy. Vicoli enables fleet operations to increase route efficiencies, enhance safety, optimize maintenance activity, and lower fuel costs. With this acquisition, we seek to expand our innovative solution offerings in the mobile sector in Europe. I would also like to mention that Endurance is focusing on a more value-add and profitable product mix in its future business, which includes braking, suspension, and casting supplies to two- and three-wheeler electric vehicle OEMs and startups, 200cc plus motorcycle brakes and clutch assemblies with help of acquisition of Adler and Grimeca in Italy in the year 2020. The 200cc plus motorcycle brake business has already started last year, and the 200cc plus motorcycle clutch business will start in the second half of this financial year. The other product mix focus areas are the paper-based clutch assemblies replacing the cork-based clutch assemblies for motorcycles, continuous variable transmissions or the automatic clutch for scooters. With Hero MotoCorp, we are at an advanced stage of testing and we expect to start supplies from quarter four of this financial year. We will also be increasing our anti-lock brake systems or the ABS business for the 150cc plus motorcycles with our collaboration with Beijing West Industries. As you are aware, we already started supplies to Bajaj Auto and Royal Enfield. We are also increasing our business of 200cc plus motorcycle, inverted front forks and adjustable rear monoshock absorbers. This is with the help of our collaboration partners, KTM AG. We are working with KTM to increase supply of both on-road and also start with off-road motorcycle, higher technology inverted front forks and rear monoshock absorbers. And they've already made a three-year plan for it. We are also focusing on fully finished machine castings as compared to raw castings and semi-finished castings for two, three, and four-wheelers. As the disc brake assembly business is growing with addition of Bajaj, TVS, Royal Enfield, Yamaha, Hero MotoCorp, and HMSI new orders, we are increasing our plant capacity of disc brake assembly from 285,000 brake assemblies a month to 570,000 brake assemblies a month, and discs from 375,000 numbers a month to 675,000 numbers a month. Our second brakes plant at Baluch, Aurangabad has been set up for this increase in volumes and has already started operations. By October 2022, which is this year, we should be supplying 470,000 disc brake assemblies a month from both our brake plants. We are happy to inform you that the supply of two-wheeler ABS assemblies to Bajaj Auto has started in last week of September 2021, and also ABS assembly supplies have started Royal Enfield from February 2022 onwards. Our plan is to reach a run rate of 400,000 ABS assemblies per annum by September 2022. As you may be aware, competition is mainly from Bosch, which controls a major market share in the Indian ABS motorcycle market, which requires approximately 3 to 3.5 million ABS assemblies per annum. So this, as you all know, is a very large business opportunity for Endurance. We also focus on supply of our products for EV 2 and 3 wheelers. We have already started supplies of brake assemblies, suspension, and aluminum castings, both for electric scooters and three-wheelers. Our focus is to supply our EV products to two- and three-wheeler OEMs and also new startups and companies including Ola Electric, Ampere, Okinawa, Polarity, Aether, and Hero Electric. We have now also started focusing on e-bicycles business, especially for our suspension and brakes, both for India as well as for overseas. Due to increased orders from Bajaj Auto and Yamaha India, and a new ₹1,446 million alloy wheel order from TVS, we have added a new plant at Chakan, Maharashtra, to help increase supplies from 240,000 alloy wheels a month to 320,000 alloy wheels a month. The plant will start operations in this month itself. The supplies to TVS are starting in June, which is next month. We have also recently won the front alloy wheel or rim order from Hero Electric, and supplies will start in this financial year. The volumes are expected to increase to rupees 1.2 million wheels per annum by FY27, with an approximate sales value of rupees 1,350 million per annum. As far as Europe is concerned, in FY22, we have won 71.4 million euro of business from Porsche, Daimler, Case New Holland, BMW and Stellantis. This includes a 40 million euro new order for transmission housings for mild hybrid and full hybrid EV applications for Stellantis. This business will start in the second half of 2023. I would also like to point out that Endurance, both in India and Europe, is actively pursuing its focus on gaining access to new technology and focusing on new product, organic and inorganic growth. I would also like to mention Endurance has also entered two backward integration product areas, which are import substitutes also. First is the aluminium forging axle clamps required for our inverted front forks. Endurance has entered into a technical collaboration with FGM Italy, and supplies have started at our Aurangabad plant from April 2022 for Bajaj Auto as well as for direct exports to KTM. The second product is the wire steel braid hoses for ABS applications for mid and high-end bikes. These supplies have also started at our Aurangabad plant. Both these above projects will help us in our future profitable growth for both inverted front forks as well as for ABS. In the financial year FY22, aftermarket sales grew from rupees 3,116.21 million in the previous year to rupees 4,212.33 million in the financial year FY22. The aftermarket business was at 7.36% of our net India standalone sales in the financial year FY22. This is the only B2C business we have in the group. We are also exporting our aftermarket parts to 30 countries, and we will be adding now 4 more countries in this year. The export sales for India standalone business increased by 22.15% from rupees 1,834.84 million in FY21 to rupees 2,241.19 million in the financial year FY22. This mainly included increase of sales of machined aluminium castings to Getrag overseas, as well as our aftermarket exports. On the environment front, I would especially like to mention that Endurance is striving to being carbon neutral in its plants by effective use of solar power and wind power, creating carbon sinks by driving tree plantations and thereby creating dense forests, and driving use of natural gas and LPG in place of electric power and furnace oil. We are also focusing in lowering hazardous waste generation and to achieve zero waste to landfill. At Endurance, it will be a continuous endeavor to grow through organic and inorganic growth with a focus on technology upgradation, quality improvement, cost, and environment health and safety. We will do our best to fulfill all our stakeholder expectations by following our 5 values of customer centricity, integrity, transparency, teamwork, and innovation. With these opening remarks, I would like to invite questions from all of you. I'm extremely happy to inform you that we have both the Maxwell founders, Mr. Akhil Aryan and Mr. Alex Follett, to take your questions on Maxwell. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and 1 at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nitin Arora from Axis Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. The first question is on this new acquisition. So, I wanted to know what was the push from the existing promoters to sell this business when the business is doing so good, as per your opening commentary. because I'm assuming the promoters are cash rich. And second, you know, how do you bring the value to the table, you know, in this kind of a business, because it's a very new business for you, because what we have seen being more of, you know, suspension and die casting. So, you know, being into a thermal management, how your value add gets added more here? That's my first question. Then I have two more questions after that.
Yeah, so I think what I'll do is I will answer the second part first, and then I'll request Akhil Aryan to answer the first question. Okay. So as you know, the battery management system is the brain of a battery pack. The battery management system is amongst the highest value EV products. I believe it's about 5 to 7% of an EV vehicle. That's the wallet share which it enjoys. Now, you all are seeing the thrust on EVs, the government push on EVs. Environmental sustainability is a big thing. So we could not have lost such an opportunity with a company with such a, I would say, experience over the last 5 years in deployment of over 65,000 vehicles, having that experience and a very strong, I would say, product strength, which I request Akhil Aryan and Alex Kolek to explain to you later. Along with the strengths of the client base, which Endurance enjoys over the last 34 years, as well as our strength in manufacturing and supply chain. And that's the reason Endurance, this is the first, I would say, though most of our products are, I mean, 95% of our products are EV agnostic. But this is the first EV, I would say, specific product for Endurance, which is high value, as we've always said, we get into high value areas. And so this was, I think, the rationale of getting into this space. And we believe, like all of you believe, that EVs is the future. We believe scooters, buses, three-wheelers are already gaining traction, are going to increase. But I'm sure it will be followed by other EVs. So we had to be a part of this journey. And that was a rationale from Endurance side. And I request Akhil Aryan.
Yeah, sorry. So just one, I'm sorry for stopping you here. Just, I mean, I understand BMS is, let's say, going by your value, it's a 5-10% of the overall vehicle. Even, let's say, another product, a motor or a motor controller unit, a tricky products. More than 15-20% of the product, you know, why not there as well? So the question was more not because there is an opportunity size. The question is that we have zero R&D in these products, you know, and generally companies do acquire any new tech product when they have done R&D and they want to scale up that R&D to an eventually good product. So is it rational just because, you know, there is some value to it, let me put money, you know, I'm asking more from a you know, scale up perspective, that what you will bring to the table, it's more of the money which you'll be putting going ahead. If you can share some numbers in this company, you know, what's the maximum revenue it can do or the capital employed, you know, my question was more from that direction rather than, you know, there is an opportunity size. So the other products also has the opportunity size. So my question was, why only a thermal management where we don't have not done any R&D?
So see, firstly, like I mentioned, that Maxwell has a very strong technology base, which I'll request Mr. Akhil Aryan and Alex Collett to explain that to you. But at the same time, they have experience over the last 5 years of deploying more than 65,000 vehicles, both in Indian and European roads. Already approximately 50,000 vehicles are running through in EVs, which they'll explain. There are many EVs like Hero Electric, Okinawa. There are many Ampere. There are many companies where already their BMS is you know, available. They have a long experience on that. So I'll leave that question to them because they are better positioned to answer. And they also have, like I said, over 1,500 million worth of orders. We plan to do about 400 million rupees in this financial year. And as you know, that we are also interacting with our client base. So we see a great opportunity. Plus, you have motor controllers, you have batteries. But the question is, we have to see where the opportunity is. And this acquisition includes the complete technology, the strength of its people, and whatever they have worked for in the last 6 years, you know, to build a very, very strong company in terms of technology. So I will now hand over to Mr. Akhil Aryan as well as Alex Collett to answer the first part of your question, but I would like to, them to answer the technology part first, if they can. Akhil and Alex.
Yes, hello everyone. My name is Akhil. I think to answer the question around R&D and technology, the first thing I'd like to highlight is that Maxwell is not a BMS company. It's an advanced electronics company, and the BMS is our flagship product. So with regards to motor controllers, telematics, and others, we have built the company from the standpoint of developing core capabilities around advanced electronics, and the BMS is the manifestation of that in its first format. Coming to the point of what Endurance brings to the table and why we are very excited and interested in this partnership, I think that we must acknowledge that when it comes to electric vehicles, the market is at an inflection point. Not only are there new age OEMs that have launched their vehicles, but now the age-old, tried-tested OEMs that have deployed millions of vehicles in India and abroad are taking electric vehicles very seriously. Hero, Bajaj, TVS, Honda, you name it, they're all entering the EV market either this year or the next one. There is an exponential growth in demand, even adoption from customers on electric vehicles, as we've seen, has been quite significant. But the reality today when it comes to companies like Maxwell is that there are supply chain, challenges with regards to semiconductor access, the operational issues of being able to scale up a business, even though we have a strong product, R&D, technology, and team, when road meets the rubber, we have to be able to scale up our manufacturing and supply chain to be able to deliver to large OEMs that are relying on us to sort of supply these products on the assembly line. From our standpoint, both the ability to take our technology and get into conversations with global OEMs, which is something that's very difficult, and Endurance has of course built a long-standing partnership with practically every single global OEM out there, being able to showcase our technology and make a case for our products to enter those vehicles as they get on their electrification journey, as well as inheriting from the core values and the skills around operational excellence of Endurance that we can adopt in order to strengthen the supply chain and be able to supply reliably are things that we are very, very excited about. Last thing I'd like to highlight, we spoke about, what is being invested, what is the future for Maxwell. And I think that the third part is the resources that will come inside of Maxwell as part of this transaction are going to help us expand the advanced electronics R&D team. And the BMS is not going to be just the only product in our product portfolio. With Endurance, we are planning on building a portfolio of high value addition to our customers as well. Electronics that help improve the pace at which the planet and especially India is moving to an electric future.
Thank you very much, sir. I'll come back.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Jhawar from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations to the team for pouring into BMS and strong set of numbers. My first question is on BMS. The number one is that we have seen some ramp up in the last, couple of years in the revenue stream, and expectation is that it will only increase in the next 3 to 4 years. Now, in this backdrop, I'm wondering if you can give a sense on what could be the profitability that you expect when the business reaches a critical mass. Question number one. And following the question on the BMS line, so, what is the thought process of having an in-house manufacturing for this product versus outsourced manufacturing, and what could be the capex requirement for, BMS over the next couple of years?
See, as you know, I never give forward-looking numbers, I mentioned, we have about over rupees 1,500 million worth of orders already. And, Endurance always believes in profitable growth. We have seen it in the last 6 years since the IPO. And I can only say that with our strength of our supply chain, with our strength of our manufacturing in-house in future, with our client base who trust us after so many years, and the strong technical capabilities